You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
I want to move away from politics now as we come to the end of the program, and as many as 400 jobs are to be axed at Media 24, as the communications conglomerate has now confirmed that it's planning to close the print editions of Bild, Rapport, City Press, Daily Sun and Sokola Duma, as well as the digital editions of Volksblatt and Die Burger Urskarp, as well as the digital hub SNL 24. Anton Haber is the executive director of the organization Campaign for Freedom of Expression and joins me on the program now. And Professor Haber, this all comes surely as no surprise.
It's no surprise. It's upsetting. It's worrying. But we have known that newspapers are on decline for 20, 25, maybe 30 years. It came sooner than expected, but I suspect that's News 24 moving quickly and quicker than others, with an eye on rather building a future than being stuck in the past.
Are you able to give me a sense then of what the impact of this decision is going to be more broadly on the South African media landscape and also the general public, Anton, people who still get some pleasure out of the tactility of a newspaper?
Yes, because I think that it's a turning point for our media, because what it really signals beyond these particular titles, what it really signals is an acceleration in the deterioration, in the decline of our local news media. You know, it is true that at least some of these titles will go online, but it's important to see the difference between news online and news in print. There's no question we stand to lose the character of some of these titles, the diversity of titles in our market, because they will now, I suspect, all fall under News 24, which will have much less of the individual titles' character and standpoints than they have as separate print products. But I think it really signals the need for us to sit up and pay attention to how we're going to sustain a local news industry.
Let's talk about that in just a moment, but I am interested in the observation about why character in a title is important in terms of the product that it puts out. What do we as consumers get from and expect from that character?
You know, a newspaper, a physical print newspaper, has a different role to an online site. It's often part of a family routine. It often binds a community together. It's often a part of how one sees oneself. One's choice of newspaper is part of one's identity, personal and political and social and communal identity. There's no question that a person chooses to read Bild has a different sense of their identity from somebody who chooses to read the Daily Sun. And I don't think that those differences are likely to, those different identities and the role that those played, wider than just conveying the news, is usually sustained. I don't think it's usually sustained online.
So what thoughts then, Anton Haber, can you give us in terms of sustainability and survival of the of this important service then?
Well, as you know, there is a Competition Commission inquiry into the distortions in our market that mean that most of the online revenue and advertising goes to the big platforms. And so I think that means it's incredibly important that we look at fixing these market distortions. But I think that we also, as a society, need to say that something needs to be done to recognize the important contribution the media plays in our democracy and our economy. The old systems are not sustaining our journalism anymore, and we need to think afresh, I think, based on the growing notion that news, it's a public service and a public utility, not unlike electricity or water, that a society needs to sustain if it's to be healthy and have a healthy economy.
What about the role of paywall and subscription in sustaining and maintaining that quality? Surely that helps in some respect.
I think so. And I think the what we've seen around the world, that those that can build a subscription base, sometimes do better than they did in print. But it tends to be certain kinds of publications, mostly global publications rather than local ones, that succeed in doing it. And I think, yes, you're asking a good question, because there's been very disappointing attempts to convert subscribers here to online subscribers. And I think one can also ask questions about whether our owners and managers and publishers have done what they should or could do to build online subscriptions.
Just a final one. There are as many as 400 people that are going to lose their jobs at News24. Many of those will be editorial job losses. That is tragic in itself. But what is perhaps more worrying is people coming into the business. And let me ask you a very blunt question. Would you, as a young person, now go into journalism? Would you consider it, as perhaps you and I did decades ago, to be a viable career choice? My immediate sense would be no.
Certainly, one would caution somebody wanting to come into journalism that it's going to be extremely tough and uncertain for some time. I believe that journalism will survive because it's so important to our society and our economy. But I would be very cautious because it's going to be a rough, tough ride for some years to come. Having said that, you know, those that have succeeded in building big subscription bases like the New York Times or the Guardian or the Financial Times or the Economist have employed more journalists than ever before. And so I think one has to ask how that applies to us in this country and why subscriptions are only working in some places. So there are lots of questions to be asked, but there's no question it's a very uncertain and difficult period we're entering into.
I appreciate those thoughts. Professor Anton Harber, thank you.